Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Lee Harris, and here are today's top local stories. 1010 Winds at 92.3 FM is the official radio station of the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade, and that's why Glenn Schuck is already live on the parade route. Glenn.
And happy Thanksgiving, Lee, to you and to everyone listening early this morning here. 77th and Central Park West is usual location here. Happy to be here again at the start for the Macy's Parade. Standing actually not far from Tom Turkey. At the moment, no comment. He's still getting some rest before the start. And we should mention that we're getting word that the usual 9 a.m. start time is going to be moved up to 8:45 this morning. So you'll definitely want to plan accordingly. We're being told there's so many floats and acts that they want to get in here this year that they may try to start this up a few minutes early. That's the target time, 8:45. So here's Will Cost, the executive producer from Macy's.
We're really excited to welcome all of our friends, family, and parade enthusiasts back to the streets of New York City. We're looking forward to an excited crowd, a large audience. We had a great celebration last year, and we look forward to a continued celebration with everyone on the streets of New York City.
So come and say hi here at the start, 77th and Central Park West. The parade will move down to Columbus Circle, then turns onto Central Park South, and then once it gets to 6th, and it will turn south again and march down 6 all the way to Macy's on 34th Street. So happy Thanksgiving, everyone. Glenn Schuck, 1010 Winds, 92.3 FM, live here, 77th and Central Park West.
Well, there will be lots of cops working the parade. Police Commissioner Sewell says they're all happy to be there, and Mayor Adams will be happy to see all the people lined up watching the parade, happy to see them and their money.
This parade is not only about these festivities, but it's about tourism. 56 million tourists will visit this city this year. It's predicted that we will have 65 million next year. We are one of the top destinations in the country.
Actually, by most counts, New York City is the most visited city in the country, followed by Miami, L.A., and Orlando. While most of us will be gathering with friends and family, there are those who don't have that option, and that is why the Bowery Mission will be very busy today. Our Samantha Liebman is there this morning. Sam?
And Lee, preparations already underway. A 143-year tradition Thanksgiving at the Bowery Mission, one of its busiest days of the year.
Yeah, every day at the Bowery Mission, we are serving a lot of food and hosting a lot of people. And I just say all of that gets amplified on Thanksgiving Day.
That's the head of the Bowery Mission, James Winans. A normal day sees 250 people. Today, over 1,000. The stoves and ovens fired up since the weekend, and this occasion special.
Well, we're excited this year to be welcoming people back into the Bowery Mission Chapel indoors. We last did that in Thanksgiving 2019.
Now, the last 2 years, meals were hosted outside, which is still an option. Three massive tents set up along the Bowery to welcome those in need, and a flood of volunteers giving back. Samantha Liebman, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM, live at the Bowery Mission.
If you got a traffic ticket in Suffolk County during the last 10 years or so, you'll be getting a free gift from the county, credit monitoring and identity theft protection services. This is thanks to some hackers who got into the county database.
This cyber attack, which happened at the beginning of September, continues to have an impact on residents. According to the county executive, the driver's license numbers of 470,000 people who were issued moving violations from 2013 until September 2022 could have been exposed. And now the county is offering free credit monitoring and theft protection to those affected. In addition, any individual who presented a driver's license or a passport to the county's traffic and parking violations agency in Hopog during that period could have also had their information accessed by the hackers. The cyber attack also caused employees' emails to be shut down and real estate transactions to be delayed because the computer system was not working. Sophia Hall, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM in Suffolk County, Long Island.
Cops are hunting for a man they say tried to kidnap a 10-year-old boy on the subway yesterday. He was on a 2 train with his 16-year-old sister and 15-year-old brother riding down from the Bronx. When they got to 34th Street, the man tugged on the boy's pants and tried to hustle him off the train while yelling, "Get off, this is our stop." The boy's brother and sister intervened and the man ran off the train. The police have provided us with surveillance video and photos, and we'll put those up at 1010winds.com. Tuesday, on Loring Avenue in the Bronx, cops spotted a guy changing the license plates on a BMW. They thought he looked suspicious, so one cop car parked in front of him, another behind him, kind of boxing him in. At that point, the guy changing the plates got in the rear passenger seat of the BMW, and the guy in the driver's seat started smashing into the two cop cars in an effort to get away. The driver hit one of the responding officers in the process and then drove up on the sidewalk and got away. The BMW was found a short time later. Police are still looking for the two men who were in it. The world has many fancy shopping streets, many of them selling the same items, but if you're looking for the most expensive shopping street, that is right here, Fifth Avenue, between 49th and 60th. This is based not on the cost of the items sold in the stores there, but rather on the rents those stores have to pay on that stretch of Fifth Avenue. The world's other most expensive shopping streets in descending order would be Tsim Sha Tsui in Hong Kong, Milan's Via Monte Napoleone, New Bond Street in London, and the Champs-Élysées in Paris. It's Thanksgiving, so nobody will be filing lawsuits today, presumably, but quite a few are expected to be filed over the next year as a window opens for victims of sexual abuse to seek compensation.
The look-back window for New York's Child Victims Act closed last year. The groundbreaking law saw more than 10,000 lawsuits get filed. Now, victims of sexual abuse who were over 18 at the time have a chance for justice. The year-long window opens on Thanksgiving in New York's Adult Survivors Act. Civil suits can be filed regardless of the statute of limitations. Supporters say processing sexual abuse takes time. Victims might have only recently come to terms with what happened. New York State itself could also be the subject in some lawsuits. The Times reports hundreds of women are ready to sue, alleging they were abused inside state prisons. Steve Burns, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.